blessing.
Nothing but a blessing.
You woke me up this morning, yeah. I call that a real blessing.
Blessing.
You gave me another day.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Nothing but a blessing.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Second Chronicles 26:5 says, Uzziah, talking about this king, Uzziah saw God during the days of Zechariah, who taught him to fear God. And as long as the king sought guidance from God, God made him to prosper. Other translation says, God made him a success. How would you like God to make you a success? I'm going to tell you, we need God kind of success. You, amen? Because the kind of success he'll make you is overwhelming. The Bible says about Uzziah, and you can see, then it starts listing all the things Uzziah did. Because God was with him. Because as long as he was seeking God, God was giving him instruction on what to do. Now, if you don't see God, you don't get no instruction. Then you'll be out there just a-tallin' and trying to make it happen. And you might make it happen by the sweat of your brow, but then it won't be no peace in it. All there's going to be is pain in it. All there's going to be is a lot of hard work, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of worries. But when God give you a plan, I'm going to tell you, it's a stress-free plan. Because he ain't in the stress. He is in the you resting.
That's right.
I ain't saying you don't have to work hard to make things happen, but I'm saying there's no toll in it. Because when you're working on something that God gave you, and it's a plan he gave you, it's almost like you have energy like you don't know where it come from. When you're doing something that you enjoy, and you say, God told me to do this, that, and it comes with the energy, it comes with the resources, it comes with the strength that you need to do it, and you might be working long hours, but you ain't tired.
Amen. Glory.
When Peter went fishing and worked all night long, that man wasn't lazy. Fish all night. And then Jesus in the morning tell him, go out there again. Let down your net for a big catch. And what happened? The goodness of God manifested. Fish start running into Peter's net. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
The fish found his net.
Yes.
Where Peter's net at? All them people out there fishing. We got to get in Peter's net. Because they just let down in one place. So that means all them fish had to come from wherever they was in the pond, in that lake, to go get in Peter's net because they were summoned there by God.
Amen. That's it.
No, you get in Peter's net. God can direct resources to you. You go bless Ron and Edna. He direct resources right to you. Resources just start coming in. Just start coming in. Just what you need, just start coming in. With no effort on your part. I mean, Peter still had to drop the net. He still had to rein the haul in. But I tell you what, when he seen all them fish, I bet you supernatural strength came on that boy. Man, get up, look at all them fish. Man, let's get these fish up here. Now, he done tall all night. He ain't tired no more. He ain't tired no more. When that blessing hit, he ain't tired. You know how you get a second wind? You be tired and something good happened. Now you can go, hey, I can go 12 more hours. God wants to bless you with his goodness, but you got to open up to him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm almost closing here. Nehemiah 2:20 says, then answered I them and said to them, the God of heaven. Everybody say the God of heaven.
God of heaven.
He will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will rise and build. But you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in this, in Jerusalem. So there are times people that are not for you, God will even give you discernment about certain people you ain't supposed to be in relationship with. Especially people fighting against your dream, fighting against the plan of God in your life, don't want to see you prosper, behind your back making fun of you, talking about you ain't going to make it, them people done lost their mind. You don't need to be in company of people like that. Sanballat and Tobiah say, how y'all gonna build a wall? Tobiah say, if a fox run on the wall, it'll fall down. Little old feeble thing they building. But then when they saw the goodness kick in, they said, hey, wait a minute, that fox gonna be able to run on that wall. And Nehemiah said, when they said, how you going to do it? He said, the God of heaven.
There you go.
He going to prosper us. See, it was already God's goodness that he was already there. Because it was the goodness of God that got him back in Jerusalem. Now that he's there, now there's going to be more provision. When you have reached one stage and it's time to go to another level or go to the next stage, God will be there with a new set of resources. Amen. Who experiences the goodness of God? Let me tell you. There are three kind of people that experience the goodness of God. Now, there might be more than that, but I'm just giving you ones that you can apply to your life right here. I'm going to tell you three kinds today. I might give you three next week. But if I don't, at least you got these right here. That's enough. You know, if I try to give you too much, you might not do nothing. You might get lazy. That pastor gave us too much homework. Lamentation 3:26 says, the Lord is good to them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. God is able to release his goodness into the lives of people who are hungry for him. And hunger is demonstrated by your willingness to pray and to seek him. So you can't say you're hungry and you don't never read. You can't say you're hungry and you never pray. You can't say you're hungry and you never go to church. You're just kidding yourself. Because hunger has some definite evidences. You can't say you're hungry and living like the devil. Because when you're hungry for God, you're getting rid of everything in your life that ain't like him. You're letting him consecrate you and set you apart. So you got to seek after him. Amen. You make a decision that you're going to be in pursuit of God. And God said, if you'll seek me with all your heart, I'll be found by you. But when he says that I'll be found, that means that you're going to find the plan. You're going to find the instruction. He's going to minister to you what you need to be doing when you need to be doing it. You see, the key to having God prosper you is listening to what he tell you to do. If you don't listen to him, you ain't going to prosper. Not like he wants you to prosper. You can't kick God to the curb and put God in the mailbox and only use him when, take him out the mailbox. He ain't like abandoned mail. You leave in the mail. There ain't no good mail right there. Just put it back in the box. Just let it set there. And then when you need it, let me go see if there's something there for me. You can't just throw God away. You got to walk with him every day. Now, the scripture does say in Psalm 145 that God is good to all and his tender mercies over all his works. That means everything that God touched got an element of good in it. Amen. God is good to everybody because he give breath to all men. He make it rain on the just and the unjust. You know, when it's time for a rain, it just don't rain on believers. Right? You don't see just sprinkles of shower just over the saved ones. No, it rained on everybody. He give rain to the Christian farmer and to the unsaved farmer. He make it rain on everybody. He good to everybody. But we're talking about experiencing the goodness of God on another level. Now, this is a person that's seeking after God, but not everybody accepts or receives God's goodness. Some people can know God being good to them, and they don't have no appreciation at all. You ever did something for somebody and they didn't appreciate it? He said, no, I just blessed them, and they didn't even say thank you. You don't appreciate that, do you? So a lot of times you say, well, you know what? God's going to really have to move on me for me to do something else. They don't appreciate it. When you seek after God, then you'll get intimately involved with him and you allow him. I'm going to tell you, this is it right here. When you seek after God, you're giving God the invitation to get intimately involved in your life. Now, you're going to see his goodness on another level. So when Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and me and the Father are going to come live with you. See, that's different. Now, the Lord love everybody, don't he? He don't manifest himself to everybody intimately. He wants to. He give a call to salvation. That's the door. That's the invitation. Hey, let me get involved in your life. I want to be a part. And if you say, no, I ain't ready. No, it ain't time. No, I like the way things are right now. I ain't ready to change. All right, the Lord said, okay. And all that blessing that he got stored up for you, just sit there unused. Dr. Savelle was telling me a story about a relative, and we saw a guy walk down the street, had long hair, kind of looked like a hippie. He said, I got a cousin, look just like that man right there. Look just like him. I said, long hair and all? He said, long hair and all. He said, and one time the Lord told me, he said, that boy was just in and out, jail, just all kind of life all wrecked. The Lord told me he was in Utah.